All right, so hi, everybody. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate that you're here. We'll do just a quick introduction before we get started. So my name is Em Rawlings. I am the safety pillar PM at Xbox Live. So basically, anything that relates to safety, you would definitely want to come talk with me. And then I'll kick it off to you.
So hi, my name is Clark Lee, and I'm one of the co-leads for LGBTQIA in gaming. And I work as a release manager for the Global Publishing Group at Xbox. And I've been with Microsoft 10 years.
That's Woo! Awesome. Ooh, okay, yeah. That's awesome.
And then who's this mysterious man that we have on stage?
Hi, I'm Gordon Bellamy. I'm a visiting scholar at USC and a proud guest here at this fantastic event. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Thank you. If you do not know Gordon, you need to meet him.
Yeah.
So be sure when he steps off this stage, you're going to get bombarded, to go say hi to Gordon.
Awesome.
And introduce yourself to him. Because while we're at it, let's talk about GGP.
Yeah. Okay.
So can you give us a little bit more information about that?
Okay, so GGP. So, I mean, it's so interesting to be here, right? So going back in time, like about maybe 13 years ago, which seems like forever, but that's like 2004, 2005, right? The queer industry was closeted to each other.
Yes.
And it's hard to imagine, but we only really existed as an anonymous mailing list. And
yes.
I mean anonymous to each other.
Yes.
And so you might get a mail from someone about something, often tragic, often super sad about workplace, et cetera, et cetera. And so Brian Rubin, who is also the head of PR for, I mean, he's a principal at 47 Seas, but like they run PR for GDC. So, you know, gays everywhere.
Yes.
Right? Organized an actual list, a mailing list that we could actually see each other's addresses. And then with the advent of Facebook, where we could actually see each other's faces for the first time.
Yes.
And everyone knows there's a round table that happens at GDC at Thursday at 2.
And if you don't, you do now.
Yeah. You should know, yeah. And that was the first place we'd ever really laid our eyes on each other in real life, right, to share our stories. Me being a bit outgoing.
What?
Was like, what if we met outside these closed doors? Just throw it out there. And so we had our first outing, 11 years ago it must be, to the Lone Star. To the back patio, and people just quit tiptoeing back there like, do you like games? I like games. You're gay, right? And that was our first sort of GGP event. Since then, we've had them in Shanghai and Tokyo and Germany and LA for E3 and Seattle for PAX and San Antonio for PAX South. And obviously here at GDC is our main event. But the real main event is the Facebook group.
Yes.
Because that's where we communicate all year round about our existence that we're navigating, right? And where we're more than our business cards, we're actually people navigating this craft. And we share jobs and new games that people are creating and just new things that people care about as default. I think everyone's had the experience of going on the web, and if you post something that says, just even acknowledges that queer people exist, you'll often be shouted down, right? And whether it be shouted down in a very aggressive way, or a toxic way, or why do you have to make this queer? Yeah. When you perhaps may wake up queer. So everything is queer from when you wake up, right?
Yeah.
And so we try to provide a place where we can all grow personally and professionally together, right?
Yes.
And as this industry evolves, we can evolve and grow, treating each other well,
yes.
Right? And it's really interesting because as new things happen, so for example, it's a long answer, but I guess it matters.
It does matter.
Community is a big part of games now. So back in the day, you used to release a game, and then you'd send it to GameStop or EB, Egghead, then someone would buy it, and that was that, right? And we'd all maybe read PC Gamer or GamePro or Game Informer, you know, and that was what community is.
Yep.
Now it's very different. Like, obviously, Xbox Live, duh. Like, the community experience and that conversation is the game, right?
Yes.
Like how people share it, how people play together, how people treat each other.
Yes.
Is also the game, as much as any button press, as much as any graphic element, right? The element of your existence in the games. So it's been really exciting because more and more people who focus on that facet of our craft are now part of our industry in an authentic way to all of us, So there's not like really a question of if a streamer is in the game industry, right? Or if a community leader, right? Or a safety pillar. We have a safety pillar. Who knew, right?
Pillar.
Right? That having roles like that, which aren't just a vocation, but are a professional identity, is something that's like happened in our queer lifetime. And love to think that GGP is like a home for that, you know, and of course for allies, inclusive, because I mean, we're all, queerness. So so for me, queerness exists along three axes, not to force a taxonomy on anyone, but I love taxonomies. One being orientation, right? One being gender identity,
yes.
And a third one being expression.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
And we're all queer to each other somewhere across those axes, unless we're identical twins expressing ourselves in the same way, right? And so I guess to me, like, yes, having a place where it is understood that you're going to be queer to each other and that's a positive valued trait, right? And not a negative trait, is super important.
But so how do you deal then with intersectionality when, as a black man, and the inclusion of race and making sure that it's a welcoming space as well as not making it, well, because I keep thinking, like, do you have to choose between being a black man or a black queer man?
No, I get it. And it's sort of funny, sort of in the same way that I guess orange is the new black. I mean, black is the old queer, right? And it's many of the journeys that we navigate professionally, housing, legal, voting, right? It's navigated by women, navigated by people of color, navigated by people of different faiths, navigated by queerness, right? Where someone identifies that you are different. Ah, black people, right? Think of that more as an expression, right? You are a human. We could be sharing the same orientation and gender, but the way that you are expressing it through your blackness is queer to me. Thus, I want to treat you differently. Here's how it's going to go down, right? So so for me, it's very interesting. Yeah, this is a different kind of queer that I grow to embrace. Like, I think everyone grows to embrace their uniqueness, right, and to find value in it. And now I guess as more of a community leader, like I try to shine a positive light on other people's queerness because I see it, because I wake up like this. So I see it and I'm like, oh, I see what you're doing. That's unique. Let's celebrate it, right? That's hopefully what we're doing today, right here, is what we're doing, you know, tonight. There will be people, obviously you're having events which are, you know, blacks in gaming, LGBTQ gaming, Hispanics, Latinx in gaming. And obviously there's not intersectionality, there's crossover. Yeah. There's people who are many things, whether it be through their own identity, through the people they love, right? Through the people they hope to be. So it's great that it's one location, right? When I see this, it's one big event, right? Which is about people being enough when they walk through the door.
Can you tell us about your journey as you have been in the industry? What you've seen change, and that you've been like, hey, it used to be like this, it got better by X. Do you have anything you'd like to share about your journey?
Like, it gets better? Okay.
Well, not necessarily it gets better.
No, not to dismiss, it gets better. No, it gets better literally saves lives. So I'm not actually laughing. Like it does get better. And it that's super important. You know, for young people, because there's different worldview when you don't have perspective. What has gotten different for me? So, so I'll just talk about queerness. So I'm black. And male, and soup's gay, right? But back when I entered the industry, I did not think I'd be able to be my best self or succeed or thrive in the ways that I wanted to thrive in our craft with those identities, right? And so what you do is you sort of battle between queerness and assimilation. So my assimilation facts are, I attended Harvard University and have a degree in engineering. I sound like this on the phone. So I'm just Gordon Patrick Bellamy to you if I call you. Right? And I love football. I really love it. I love it much.
Wait, are we talking American football?
Both.
Okay.
Both. I'm pan football. And so I put a lot of effort and energy into assimilation. Right? In my career, in my identity. When I got into it, to get what I wanted, right? And so for me, I know you don't know me, but so Oh, we have time. Tell a story. So, long story medium, I got my first gig by cold call. In fact, using my voice.
What?
Yeah, so I called EA, and I called people in the credits for NHL hockey at their desk, every single one.
Wow.
I said, hi, I'm Gordon. Hi, I'm Gordon Bellamy, Harvard engineer. Hi, I really love hockey. Hi, my Eiserman's really good. All the things. Of course, got hung up on by every single person. Until I got the special thanks. And there was an external developer named Jim Simmons, called up, S-I-M. Guy picked up the phone, said, hey, it's Gordon. He's like, yes. And I went on to my story, and he said if I could come out and take a tester test, an entry-level test of EA, then I could have a shot. No promises, but I get you an appointment. So I was all in, mm-hmm. right? And came out here with my backpack and rocked it. When I finally got my gig at EA, I would sleep at the office. I'd sleep under the desks. I would sit in the offices of people whose job I wanted to have in the future and visualize myself there.
Wow. Oh, I'll have to try that.
Super serious. Well, no, I mean, don't do that today, right? Yeah. Different times. Different times. Well, no, right? But whatever. But because I was also living a double life, right?
Yeah.
And I felt new because I knew how the gay in our office was treated.
Yes.
I remember, he had country guy, very nice guy, Brian. And had a country star an Alan Jackson poster in his cube. And I just remember, marginalization is a word. Back then, it was what it was. And I knew that if I were that would be another impediment, you know, to my growth. Right, and forget, I won't even delve race, that's a whole nother joyful talk about identity, to navigate in a space where you're not default. The qualifying questions that you have to be asked when you are marginalized, which are like, why are you here in this room before you participate in the conversation, as you can imagine, they're added on to by gay questions, which back then weren't ones of, gay versus homosexual. More taxonomy. For me, your mileage may vary. For me, homosexual is something you do, and gay is someone you are. Right? And so back then, perhaps not today, you'd be highly sexualized in your workplace if you were out and gay in a way that you wouldn't be if you were heterosexual. Right?
Yeah.
And sexualizes objects. So, once again, I want to talk about football, video games. I got good thumbs.
Yeah.
Right? There's no time for that. Right, when you're navigating your journey. So, the changes.
So what happened with Tom, was it?
With me?
No.
Oh, sorry, so long story, picked the phone, I got the gig, worked at EA, designed Madden Football for a couple years, lead designer, EA's Rookie of the Year for the world.
Yeah.
But not out. And so, what happened, a couple things happened, a couple of inflection points. So I met my partner. My husband, Joe, internet. Hey, Joe, talking about you. And I had actually moved to LA, so sorry, ego surf on. We made a studio called Z-Axis, and then we sold to Activision. And that was our bubble 1.0, it was Activision Foster City. And so that gave us some padding to live our lives, to be a little more free. We moved to LA, and there was a company party. Right, holiday party,
wow.
THQ. I remember like yesterday. And you have the plus one, and you go through all the, to call themselves loathing scenarios isn't appropriate, but to the scenarios where you will try to create an illusion of a life which is not true.
Yes.
Right, whether that be by going solo or inviting someone of a different gender to create a narrative, even though you're just friends, but professionally, how you want to be perceived at the table. And, I just made the choice that I didn't want, it's weird unpacking life, but I did not want Joe to experience the feelings that were inside me, and so I invited him. Because I never wanted to look at him and be like, we're not doing the gay thing, whatever that means, it's complicated, you know, because PlayStation, right? Like, we don't want like that feeling, right, to be. There wasn't an Xbox back then, people. So the point being, I didn't want that to be something that I was feeding and I was growing, right? I felt accountable. So we did. The second thing that happened was, meanwhile, oh God, maybe this is years later, a little time dilation here now that I think about it, on the anonymous mailing list. So Jeb Havens, one of the leaders of our community, wherever you are, Jeb, awesome designer, was on Spike TV, where I worked. Spike TV back in the day was the network for men. I know, I get it. The point being that we did a special on Playboy the game, because ooh, as you do.
That and, was a
thing. And he was on there, and they had asked him something along the lines of, what kind of women do you like the most, game designer, right? And he had said something. And he came on to the anonymous list and was like, hey, I'm Jeb, here's the situation. I said this thing, and I don't feel as though maybe I represented myself as authentically as I wanted to. What do you do in situations like this? Yeah. I was on TV. I've got, you know, corporate and identity and design, all the things. And I'm really worried that this is going to run on TV and just get out there sort of as our voice. And I was on the other side of the transom at Spike, right? And it was really like a call to action to either, once again, sort of be undercover and be like, whatever, bro.
Yep.
Right? Or make it my problem and make it my identity and, you know, be out there and actually not just sort of passively be a part of our community and not just have drinks, but actually take action to hopefully make our lives better. So I did. Which sort of put me out there, because
so
I'm like,
that
hey,
was your
yeah,
coming out.
That was a big that was really the coming out, because it was like, okay, like our truth is more important than the money. Let's just see how it goes. We need to make an edit. Like, what do you mean? We need to edit the show. But you're like more in like marketing. Yeah, we gotta make changes. And so that was for me the coming out. That at that point then I felt out, in that I was being my authentic self in my workplace, in my home, and family, and on the street.
So you leveraged that moment with the Playboy,
sure,
and you basically were saying, hey, I'm going to use my marketing card here, yeah, and we're going to edit out this piece where that we asked the question of someone who was not comfortable talking about, yes, this
well, I think
is the
that,
type
that
of
may have been a shorter answer. Like, not to be, I'm not going to be all like, and then we changed the name of the show to Equality, yeah, the game. This is not what happened.
Yeah.
However, what actually aired was representative of him. And I felt, you know
that's
what?
That's
good. Yeah. Pew, pew, pew. I was like, that's what I desired to accomplish. I can look him in the eye and be like, I did my best for you. Here's a tangible result.
And what did he say after that?
Oh, it was nothing more than he said. I mean, so Jeb is a huge leader in our community. Like, I mean, he's obviously continued to grow and grow and grow. He was actually sort of young and emerging back then. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, what's more important is what he did. Well, he's gone on to be one of the best designers of our generation. And he's doing all the amazing things for us. So, I don't know. That's, I guess, the functional thanks. Like, when you go, like, GGP, like, why do we do it? It's so that young, queer people won't ever know what it's like to not have a party. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those of you in here, raise your hand if you know what GGP is. Yeah. So if you haven't raised your hand, perfect. Yeah. Let's talk. It's the gay gaming professionals. Like Gordon was saying, yeah, Facebook is like the hub. Yeah. And we're having a party later tonight. Do you want to talk more
sure
about the party?
There's a party. It's at DNA Lounge. It's from 7:30 to 1:30. The best parts are there's food.
Yeah.
And there's drinks, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, your body, your choices. There's also gamer DJ, so if you're, okay, you're a gamer, people. So it's Richard LaMarchand, who designed Uncharted, is DJing, and Sam Kennedy, who was 1UP.com editor-in-chief, remember 1UP, and Ian Howe, who ran 505 Games. So we're all over the map, but it's all us,
yes,
which is sort of the point. Like,
yes,
we're not bringing in Crystal Method. Yeah. We're, like, doing, like, yeah, nothing against you, Crystal Method. I'm sure you're amazing, love all the games, love Xbox, blah, blah, blah. But people who are, you know, endemic to our craft and trying to lift them up, not trying to import value.
So I have to ask the inclusion sure piece then, because as a trans man of color,
yes,
GGP is usually very male-centric, so how are you changing that to include other people?
Even though
I know you use the queer umbrella, how...
No. These are great questions, and I'm sorry, I talked over you. Finish your question.
No, that was it.
Okay, so I always say, I'm always about accountability, right? And I go, be the friend you want to be, right? Mm-hmm. And I go, if you want more anything... Yeah. Right? Whatever, whether it be across, I mean, hopefully the real thing I hope you have in common is good vibes, right? Because I don't need anybody who's an awful person because of their orientation. Like, that's not the point, right? The point is to lift people up, whomever they are, right? And I think leadership like yours, I think seeing you as a host in the event makes it real for people. I think representation matters. Like, it's not even tokenism, that like we're actually a value is something we don't talk about a lot. Like, and so I hope that other trans people of all colors see you, and even if they don't come to the party, they might just click on a link. They might win something at home, but you know, maybe they'll ask about E3.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll ask about PAX, and in their own time, be super welcome, be all about it. I will tell you that, speaking of specific trans opportunities, right now, well not right now, four, but we're doing the thing here, but 427, Tony Rocha is hosting an event, which is specifically focused on cultivating and celebrating the trans community. And I don't know everything about it because I specifically want it to be what it is. Like, my job, thanks to the support of Xbox and others, is to be like, look, live your life, right? And make it authentically whatever your voice is. Like, not my version of it or not my, you know, my lens. Like, this is what you want to do, right? Mm-hmm. So that's happening. So just so you know, for real talk, it's happening today.
Good.
Like, 4 to 7. Yeah. Like, real talk.
So when you go to the events, and because I know
Real quick. I want to go back to the language of gay, right? And why we call it gay game presence, why we don't call it something else. As I tell my friends all the time, there's a difference between chasing the dragon and being the dragon, okay? And I go, there is value to all of us to saying the word gay, whether we identify specifically as gay or not, right? As we communicate outwards, having a history, right, where we're able to say, it's like National Association of Colored People, right? Do you want to be called colored? Maybe not. But the history now is undeniable, and what it connects you to is undeniable. What it means as far as representation and leadership is like you hosting the party. Like, that's what it is, right? What we do. But the name is just so that people know to go back with trust, right? Oh, so I talk a lot. Oh my gosh, taxonomy. Trust, loyalty, goodness, right? So to me, you must first have trust, and then you engender loyalty, and then you can only have goodness, like this event, right?
Yes.
The first time you did it, no one knew what was up, right? But last year, fantastic event.
Yep.
You have trust. Obviously, you have some loyalty, right? And retention.
Yep.
New resources, right?
Yep.
And then you're able to be good. You got a photo booth that goes blinkety blink now. You've got drinks, chicken sandwiches, stages, all right?
Yeah.
I was on a sofa last year. Now look at all this, right?
Yeah, and so, stage.
Right? And so I think that similarly, we're still earning people's trust. A lot of people on their narrative journey are discovering that we even exist. Right?
Yep.
And so I think that it's important as a collective identity that we have an identity, and that just happens to be, you know, where we start. Are we all even professionals? You know, I'm not looking at your checks, right?
Yeah.
But hopefully you feel aligned with it, right?
Yeah.
And I hope that one of our challenges as leaders is to be sure people know they're welcome, because we do all question, right? Because we don't trust.
Yes.
Right? And if you see a label that's not yours, you might go, is this for me? And I sort of say that's all of our ongoing challenge, to be like, right?
Yep, be open to it.
To everybody, especially because people are also very fluid. You don't know where, you know, might know where someone is, but you might not even know where they're going when you meet them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might not know what they need.
Yep.
Just like all of us on our journey, if you found us at a different point in time, right?
Yep.
And just like, that's who you are. You're like, actually, I'm Evol. I'm a growing person living my life, but I need you now.
So what about the journey with the...
Long answer, but I'm all about,
it's great.
Well, and part of the reason I ask is because one of the big things that happens is that you walk into the events, LGBT events, and then you look around and you're like, oh, it's mostly men. And so, and as a, whether you're a lesbian or a trans person, you're like, oh, I don't see anybody that looks like me. And so we end up turning away or walking away. And so would you give advice and say, don't be there, be visible, stay even for a little while?
You're right. No, optics, I get it. Like people, representation matters. I think our challenge, once again, is to have volunteers and leaders so that people do see, so that they can then trust. Because what you're experiencing is, right, I see something and I'm not engaging with it because of, I mean, I won't call it prejudice, but it's a preset of values that are based on a not actual experience. However, and not totally my problem. Lex, however, It's their problem. So Lex, who is outstanding and amazing, leads our volunteers. Lex, stand up.
Yay,
get up, Lex.
Lex.
Okay. And they have
also give a quick plug.
They have all sorts of fantastic ideas and actions and reality so that people, right, feel as awesome as they should be. Like all kinds of people. So that's sort of, I guess, part of my action. Okay. One is to put our money where our mouth is. Two, to put our people out front and give everyone a chance to just write.
And that's kind of a challenge, I think, to all of us also, is that GGP is a good hub, but the other letters can come in and how can we help? Because that's something that we want to do is help. It's like, how do we connect with one another? I moved to SF and I'm like, sweet, I'm in the land of gayness. And then I'm like, wait, where are my people? And I'm having a hard time. I'm like, I can find gay men everywhere, but I can't find lesbians. I can't find trans. And so I had a hard time finding that. But GGP helped me with that because at least I had a place to go. And it's like you said, historically, it has a lot of reference. And what year is this?
This is the 12th. This is the 12th year, right?
Yeah.
So it's super cute, right? And yeah, I mean, here's what's great. As you went on your voyage and you said, I can't find anybody, but by being, someone may find you.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what I say, like, be the friend you want to be. Like, someone may find you and you'll know.
Yep.
Like, oh, wait a second. The reason why you're, you found me, right? Right? And that's what we have to, what we be accountable for. We try.
Yep. And then let's talk about challenges.
Oh, and the name tags. I'm sorry, let's talk about the name tags real quick.
Yes, let's go
over that. This is about you. You talk about name tags.
Because we actually had a brainstorm about the inclusivity piece. Yeah. And Gordon and we're like, hey, Gordon, how can we make this more inclusive? Yeah. And because of the same concern of like, hey, there's men everywhere at these parties. And where's everyone else? And so something that we decided to do was let's have name tags with pronouns. Yeah. And then like at the party later tonight, we have flags that'll be on your name tag. So you can choose if you want to identify. We have rainbow flags, we have trans flags.
Yeah. We have ASEX flags.
We have ACE, And so like we have all these different flags, bi and pan. And trans, so you get to identify. You can walk up to somebody and say, I know, hey, you got everything out there for the people at the party, including, like, also what gamer are you?
Yeah. Well, also, new for this year.
Yeah.
It's like, your craft.
Yes.
Your craft.
Tell them about the craft. Tell them that's because they might be that way.
So, if you show up to the GGP party, we have their name tags and also what your discipline is. Because this is GDC. We're in the gaming industry. It's like, okay, well, what do you do here? Mm-hmm. And that way it's like, hey, I want to connect with more artists. Hey, I want to connect with more programmers. Hey, I want to connect with people in production. Hey, I want to connect with people in esports. We're going to have that there. Yeah. So that way you can find your folks and network.
Or if you're looking for a career change, you can find people that you want to get into. So our career path that you want to find. So
And ask them about their craft.
Yeah. And it helps some of us who are introverts. So I'm a closeted introvert. So this is new for me to be up on stage. And
you're doing amazing. Live feedback. Amazing.
Good job, Clark.
I participated last year in my first fireside chat and tried to talk as fast as I could. And so it's nice now to take a deep breath and actually be heard this time.
Yes.
But it's an opportunity to at least engage with people. I know networking is important. And it's something that a lot of people don't do very well, especially myself. And so having the name tags and having the different ribbons that you can put on is going to be very helpful for some of us that are
so have shy. So let's talk about some history piece, because I feel like it's pretty relevant. And it's something that I think we struggle with today is being out at work. Because sometimes you can't be like, I'm here, because not everybody can handle the amount.
I do a soft shoe.
A color and flavor that happens.
And then some running man. Look at it.
So, like, Gordon, have you ever had any experience with that to where you were like, I'm gay? Or you're like slowly...
Sure. I mean, I think coming out is a lifelong process, right? Like, I think, and even coming out to yourself and how you want to express yourself, right, is an ongoing process throughout your career and your life. Yes, I have lots of experiences with that. I think it's interesting. A lot of people try to navigate what they call culture fit.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And there's this question of whether your identity fits into a culture. Like, it's assimilation versus queerness, right? Are you queer to the team, right? When you are innately queer, right? And I think it's super interesting. I think that what changes that, really, is having queer bosses, right? Queer deciders, queer leaders. I think it's the same thing with people of color, like, or people of different genders. Like, until you have leadership, you know, who are in the room where it happens, right, to make decisions, that's what functionally
Yeah, but they should be woke, though, too.
Yeah, I mean, well, sure. But, like, I mean, here, I'm taking an example of the room we're in. Like, it's manifest, right? Like, this is nice. Which means that at some level, someone in the room where it happens was not only this going to exist, but this is going to be nice, right? Right? And that person, right, regardless of their identity or orientation, is innately queer because they are making a choice off of what you would think was the norm to value everyone, right, and to treat you as you ought to be treated as you are. Right? Which is not an everyday 24/7 type of thing. And so I just think as there's more of this, cross with history, right? Like, we're rolling here for the 20th annual, right? Whatever letters or whatever, you know, by then I'm sure it'll be an emoji, right? Whatever it may be, right? In gaming, right? Then there'll be an undeniable history. Heck, we'll have second generation people. I mean, I'd love to talk about the twos for a second. Okay, so I'm obsessed with this. I feel as though the letter that's the most interesting that's coming down the pike are the twos. And that, I mean, are the children being raised by queer parents.
Yes.
Right? Who have been going to Pride since they were 0 years old.
Yeah.
Right? And feel ownership and agency in these events because they were raised in them. Right? And are asked the same questions in school, navigate their own unique journey, right? But may have their own, what their identity is, orientation, is actually somehow separate from that. It's almost like a, they're going to have a queer heritage. Ah, most queer people don't have a queer heritage, right? We may attach to someone and be like, oh, you're like my uncle, or you're my fairy godfather, or whatever, which is great, but it's different in some ways than, no, you're my father and father, you're my mother and mother, like, right? Like, there's no asterisks, no partner, like, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's mom, also mom, right? And and something like grandmom and also grandmom. Right? And that's going to happen sort of in our professional lifetimes. And the agency of those people, I'm just super curious. If that makes sense.
No,
it's like
it's
a new
It's a good point. Because, it's like their family.
Yes.
And they should be here. And how are we going to have them represent? Because, like you were pointing out with what we are, because we added on the LGBTQIA, we added on letters. And we're like, there's still letters missing.
Yeah. Well, there's a number, but that's cool. Trademark too.
And so it's something that it's like, how can we be more inclusive about these?
Well, it'll come out. Well, I think like everyone's journey, there's going to be a coming out narrative, right? I'm sure you'll find at some point some senior executive will be like, by the way, my mom said, right? And then they'll be like, what? Right? And then from then it'll grow. Just like this. Just like programs around ethnicity, right, have taken time.
What do you think about allies, though, helping us out? Like, is there anything that you feel like, that have you seen progress to where there are allies within, straight allies, that are in the community helping lift us up?
Well, sure. I mean,
do you have any
there's probably allies here. I think that, I mean, I know we got 1,400 RSVPs for our party, so I think somebody, allies are willing to have a free drink. That's cool. Right? Well, no, I think, okay, so, all right, I'll talk about, I can only speak from my sort of gay, male, whatever, cis perspective. There is a narrative journey when you bring heteronormative people into a gay setting, right, of acclimating them.
Yes.
You know, oh, this won't be too much for you. We're going to bring you into a setting that is going to be at the right temperature for you to feel comfortable. And you'll bring a lot of energy devoted to that comfort. And I think that we've started to do that. Like, we sort of talk about it privately, right? But we're now being inclusive.
Yeah.
It feels so good. Right?
Yes.
I get it now. Oh, I get it now. Xbox, this is great. It feels great to be inclusive. I get it. Everyone matters. And to be able to give that back is a dialogue.
Through dialogue.
And I think that's so important, right? Because there's very few dialogues in the relationship between allies and queer people, right? There's very few settings where we just talk, right? Outside of crisis.
Yes.
There's lots of crises,
that bubble
right?
Up.
There's lots of crises, but sometimes in a relationship, it's good not to go from crises to crises. In a relationship, it's also good to have positive, good experiences that you're trying to build on and replicate, to have relationships. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So we have 2 minutes. Do we want to open it up?
We got 2 minutes left. Yeah.
2 minutes. Oh my God, I want to say everything ever. So come tonight to the party. There's so much more to talk about. Queerness. Ah, what are you talking about? Queer history. Stop censoring yourself. Talk all day. Ah, frustrating. Okay. What is your Twitter so people can follow? Ah, people who aren't here. What should they do? What is your Twitter? How do people follow? No, really.
You're literally asking us this.
What?
Our Twitters?
Yeah, of course. Because people are watching the video. They want to engage with this content somehow.
Man, I'm trying to remember my Twitter handle.
Okay, my Twitter's at Gordon Bellamy. I'm getting all the followers. Thank you.
Okay. I'm not big on Twitter.
Okay.
But I am.
Sorry, what's your Insta? What's your Snap?
So on Twitter, I'm the 13th letter.
Okay.
M. Yes. It's the 13th letter of the alphabet. Yes. And then same thing on Mixer, I'm just M. You can follow me. The username is M. And then for Twitch, the 13th letter. And then on Facebook is MJ Rawlings. So. Okay.
Yeah, and mine is I am Clark Lee, and it's Clarkly.
So for me, I'll tell you why Twitter is micro important, or Insta. Here's what we should have people do. I don't know how to make people do this, but I wish my magneto mind would make everyone do it. People should tweet, like, whatever your Twitter is for this event, so that the 99.99% of our craft who don't have the luxury and opportunity to be here know that it exists, right? Just know that it exists. And that there's something they can tap into. And even if they missed it this year, they can try to come next year or try to come at E3. Mm-hmm. Because I really feel as though most people just don't, you know what I mean? If you say, like, you know, the LGBTQIA thing from Microsoft, they're like, right? There's no way they would know what it means.
Yep.
Right? Because you wouldn't innately Google it because you don't know what it is. Okay, you wouldn't innately, come on. Okay.
It's a good one, Clark.
Free your mind. You wouldn't search for it on the internet because you wouldn't know that it even exists. You might as well search for UFOs.
Yes.
Which do maybe exist. But this really is here. This really does exist.
Okay.
So if there's a Twitter for this. I was actually there a Twitter for this. Does the gaming for everyone have a Twitter?
The hashtag.
The hashtag. Yeah. Any of it. What is it?
So, like with the hashtag, I would put gaming for everyone.
So don't tell them. They got to do it. That's not me. Social graph.
Is Katie Jo here? No?
No, okay. She's probably out there.
Anyways.
And we're out of time now.
But we are out of time. But Gordon, thank you so much.
Oh, and join the Facebook group.
If
they're all in it. I guess never mind. I'll say join the Facebook group, but they're all in it.
They are.
But for those
saturation.
Let's go ahead and give a round of applause. Thank you, Gordon, for being here.
Thanks, Gordon.
Awesome.